Starting this fall, the University of Alaska Southeast Sitka campus will be inheriting a new degree program. The UAS Fisheries Technology Program will be coming to Sitka from Ketchikan. KCAW's Eric Newman reports.
At the Sitka Sound Science Center, employees are busy checking the water system as they get ready to open a new exhibit about salmon. Students are wandering around the building during a workshop called Getting Kids Excited About Science. But the salmon exhibit isn't the only thing coming to the Science Center. This fall, the UAS Fisheries Technology Program will relocate to this beachfront on the edge of downtown Sitka.
Right here on the water with three hatcheries, we're ideally suited for the fish tech program.
That's Jeff Johnston, the campus director with the University of Alaska Southeast.
This is the largest industry in Alaska with over, right now, around 80,000 individuals employed in the industry. So it's a growing industry. It's one of our posters called it a booming industry.
The Fish Tech Program in Sitka will offer a two-year associate degree or a one-year certificate in fish culture or fisheries management. Students get skills for jobs like hatchery technicians, field biologists, fish culturists, or fisheries observers. And it's a good fit for the Science Center, which, in addition to the aquarium, operates a full-scale salmon hatchery.
Well, the Science Center and the SJ Hatchery are going to be used really as the kind of the facility on the ground to offer the ability to have students come here and actually get their hands wet and their feet wet.
Lon Garrison is the Aquaculture and Facilities Director at the Science Center, and he'll be teaching classes with the Fisheries Technology Program this fall. Garrison says Sitka offers a lot of opportunities to expand on the current fish tech curriculum.
So we're standing in the incubation room. And the incubators that we use are the same incubators that are used all over Alaska for especially pink and chum salmon.
While we're talking, Garrison walks around the building, pointing out areas that will be used for classes. Big green tanks filled with schools of salmon fry, deep metal sinks where students harvest eggs, and the fish ladder and collecting pools where they'll round up the returning salmon. Garrison also points out a few other ways the facility will help get students ready for jobs in the field.
They're not just going to be dealing with fish. They're going to be working with a lot of PVC, they're going to be working with pumps, they're going to be working with some electricity.
And that's the difference between the Fish Tech program and a Bachelor's of Science program. This is about doing.
The Bachelor of Science program really focuses on the science end of things, right? Learning the biology, and all that's really important. But part of what we do at the Fish Tech program is more of the hands-on stuff.
In addition to hands-on work, the UAS Fisheries Technology Program offers e-learning classes for students interested in working from home. The Fish Tech Program starts in the fall, with applications due in the beginning of August. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Eric Newman.